I've been thinking about last night, or rather, early this morning, when you got home from work. I've been sleeping a few hours by then, and I woke up to the shape of you in the doorway, your silhouette framed by the light of the hallway. You playfully chastised me for being awake so late, and I watched from my spot in the bed as you stripped down out of your clothes. And this is why I love waking up when you get home. I get to watch the way your back moves as you stretch, reaching up to run a hand over your head, scratch the back of your neck. Walking to the bed, you stop beside it, reaching down to brush your thumb over my lips, holding my jaw in your palm. I suck your thumb into my mouth, looking at you with that wide, reverent gaze I know you like. You ask me if I'm not too tired, and I shake my head, telling you, I'm never too tired for this. As you climb into the bed, I scoot over until there's enough room, tucking myself under your arm, my head resting on your shoulder. Your head turns just enough for your mouth to find mine, and I sigh into you. Just the feeling of your mouth on mine is enough to calm me, and yet sets me on fire, pleasure already licking up my spine. You kiss me, like every kiss is the first kiss you've had in decades. Like you can't possibly get enough. I know the feeling. Most days I feel like I can't ever get enough of you. Even when I'm so incredibly wrung out and couldn't possibly lift my head from the spot where you fucked me into oblivion, I still want more. Maybe, I say in a soft whisper, maybe you can just let me take care of you tonight. And you sigh and nod, because I can hear how sleepy you are, how tired you are from the shift you just worked. I kiss your mouth again, traveling slowly down your chin, along your Adam's apple, lick at the base of your throat. That's when you treat me to your first moan. I kiss over your clavicle, down your chest, playfully biting at your nipples, kissing over your sternum and abdomen, biting at your hip bones that make you almost giggle because you forgot I remembered how ticklish you are there. Your cock is already hard by the time I wrap my hand around you, pumping with long, slow strokes up and down, feeling you grow even harder and hotter in my hand. I lean forward, slowly licking all the way up your cock from the base to tip. I flick my tongue against that tight, sensitive spot on the underside of the head, and you groan again. And then I sink my mouth down around you, slowly taking as much of you as I can in my mouth. My fist wraps around the rest of your cock as I bob my head up and down. I take my mouth back off your cock to bounce it against my tongue, stick it out as far as it will go and slap your cock lightly against it. And then I bring the tip back to my lips, lapping at all the pre-cum there, stroking tight enough for the pre-cum to pool on my tongue. You tell me to let go, and I do. My mouth holding your cock at the tip, waiting for you to guide me like I know you want to. You cup my cheeks as you reach down to me, my eyes locked on yours as you slowly push your cock further into my mouth. My eyes water as I gag slightly, just enough to tease the head of your cock, and you push even more. I'm lost in the sensation. Spit and tears mixing as you take what you need. Eventually you pull me back off your cock and I breathe deeply, wiping at my face. You tell me to stop, and that I look beautiful like that. You tell me you want my tits, and I nod, fitting myself between your legs to lean forward and let your cock, still wet from my spit, push between my breasts as I slide my hands over them. Holding you in place, slowly I begin to slide up and down, sticking out my tongue to tease at the very tip of your cock as it fucks up into my tits. And when you get so close to coming between my tits, I stop and pull back. And I climb on top of you, sinking my tight, warm, wet cunt over your cock. Taking all of you inside me, breathlessly full and aching. Riding you, crying out as you thrust up into me. My tits bounce until you grab them, fingers digging into my flesh as you use them for leverage to fuck up into my cunt. As fast as you want, as fast as you need. I tell you that you sound close and I call you sir, which I know you like. I put on a teasing tone to my voice and ask if you want to come, as if we both don't know it's already a fact. I lean down to whisper that I know you want to fuck so hard into me, that you want to use me like your little fuck toy to help you come. I call myself your cute little cock sleeve, your sweet little one who wants nothing more than for you to fill her up. And then you're doing just that, growling and groaning and squeezing my tits so hard, I know I'll have bruises tattooed over my skin in the shape of your hands. All I can focus on is how much you're coming, how I can feel it inside me, and so much of it spilling out. You keep going, fucking your cum deep inside me until I feel myself start to throb and squeeze, milking your cock even more as I come around you, falling utterly spent over your chest. I slide off and you tuck your body around mine, our skin still slick with sweat as your chest presses against my back, your arms holding me to you. I play with your hands, the tips of my nails tracing the veins under your skin, weaving my fingers with yours. You tell me that I need to go to sleep because soon I'll be the one who has to go to work, leaving you to sleep while the world goes on with its day. We are two ships, it seems sometimes, passing in stolen moments that often feel fewer and further between than we would like. And yet, in those moments, time has never stood so still.